Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the press conference, folks. I got to get my list of who I got to call on because I got a list that tells me that there are names of people that I call on that have the question that they're supposed to ask me because I got somewhere the answers on cards of what I'm supposed to tell them. Come on, man. I'm 3 hours late. Sorry, I had to take a nap. You know, I've got dementia, and Lord help us. What an embarrassment Biden is. And then Australia is, like, laughing at him. And, like, a lot of the nations are laughing at us. Like, what are we doing? Why are we allowing this to happen? Our forefathers are turning into their dang graves. Israel launched airstrikes on Palestinian territories and targets in Gaza earlier Wednesday morning local time for the first time since last month's attacks. Where were all these wars? You may not like Trump, but where was all the people that don't like war? Where were all those anti-war people when Trump was president? I want to know that. Where are these anti-wars? I want to know that. Because I don't think this would be going on if President Trump was around. Pennsylvania, because they know. I'll get into it. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf vows to veto every pro-life bill. Wow. He ain't no Christian. I stand with Representative Jacobs from Indiana. Yes, sir. Folks, I stand with a great man. See, I don't trust, not that I don't trust you, I don't trust anyone. But guess what, folks? When you got people like John Jacobs, who is someone I don't trust, and then when you, of course, that's going to be cut, paste, and edit, but when you see him talk the talk, not walk the walk, he talks the talk. He's at these Stop the Steal rallies. He's at these Stop the Vaccination rallies. He's at ending abortion rallies saying, I'm one man. Me and Curt Nisley are two men that are trying to do something. Okay? We can't do it alone. That's why we're out here backing these rallies to keep you going and keep this going and keep moving. A Maine back-to-work program will basically essentially allow you to, if you're on unemployment because of COVID and all this crap, because you won't work or you can't find work, yeah, you get a job, work 8 weeks. After 8 weeks, you'll get $1,500. Then you can essentially quit the job and then go back on unemployment. So you only have to work 8 weeks to get that bonus. What about the bonuses for the people that have not stopped working, the essential workers? What about us? There's all these bonuses to help all these people that sit on their butt, couch patriots. What about us? But then you got 3/4 of the nation. You know, putting Kamala Harris in charge of the border crisis is sort of like saying, hey, using a Chinese-made mask to protect you from the China virus. We call it China virus because it comes from China. Yeah, so much going on here, folks. So much going on. You got a federal judge that halts Biden's $4 billion plan to compensate farmers based on race. Oh, no. There's no racism in this world. But you got Biden. Well, if you're of ethnicity, we're going to compensate you. Like a white farmer's going to need less compensation? Like God magically just goes and puts more water on a white farm versus a black farmer? Are you kidding me? Obviously, because we got a mandate. We got to have a compensation for based on gender. Don't worry, Pastor. I'm Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to have a special Democrat committee for January 6th because Trump called his supporters to attack the Capitol. That's what he did, you know. And we're going to find out because I know I have the power because I'm the speaker. I'm the most powerful. See, I can get away with whatever I want to. I'm drunk right now, and I'm on the air. What did I say I'm drunk? Well, I mean, I was drinking what I thought was water, but I guess it's a vodka. That's my Nancy Pelosi impression. Oh, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to get a committee that's going to investigate. We're going to go after Trump's DOJ. We're going to go after all this stuff, even though there's all kinds of evidence of now there's evidence with Hunter Biden that he was saying the color yellow meant like Asian people. And when he said like no yellow, he meant like no Asians, all this stuff. But yeah, gotta be 24/7, 365 front page news if that was Trump and Trump Jr., but whatever. Fentanyl seized at the southern border jumps 300% over the last May. Remember last May? Yeah, it's gone up 300% fentanyl. Because, hey, it's an open border. Let's go across. I got so much I want to get into, so thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget Joshua 1:8. Study this book of infrastructure. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Think about that as you're going through day to day. And I want to bring this up really quickly. Let's see, where is it? I just want to bring this up very quickly, folks. If you're in the Indiana area or around, Friday, July 16th, 17th, and 18th, there's going to be a tent revival from 6 to 9 in Lafayette. It's free. Come on out. We're going to get this nation back to God where it should be. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, that video where Terrence K. Williams and that guy's on there, and I've watched it like 20 times, and Terrence K. Williams, let me tell you, that guy will have 5 pieces of chicken in his mouth with Aunt Jemima waffles and pancakes and covered in syrup, and he'll be able to talk your ear off. This, I don't know what he is. I don't know what in 188 genders he said. There'll be less microaggression. There'll be less fire erasure. There'll be less. And I don't know if it's like one group of like people that think they're male giraffes that have a female giraffe inside of them, even they're a human being, is fighting with people over here that are like, that were born a human being but think they're like a cow with a male cow with a zebra that's female inside of them. Yeah, I'm a male cow with a female zebra inside of me. I don't know. It makes no sense. If you haven't seen it, check it out. I was pissed because I have my CPAP mask on. I was about to collapse. I was laughing so hard. But, hey, folks, it's okay. Like I've said before, we're going to turn this country around and this world around by making airplanes out of beef. But Israel launches airstrikes in Gaza in response to arson attacks. No one would be doing this if Trump was president because they know we'd be opening up a can of whoop-ass. Excuse my French, but we would. We would be. Trump wouldn't put up with it. everything, I still remember from day one, oh, we can't give, Trump's going to have the nuclear codes. Trump is the most anti-war person I think I've ever met in my entire life. He supports America more than anyone. He's one of those people that I could actually feel like I don't support war, but I support my troops. If all else fails and we have to go to war, yes, but I pray to God I never. That's why I don't think he ever did an insurrection or anything to try to stop, you know, and bring in the military and do like a, you know, because I don't think he's that type of person. No matter how, he probably thought the ends justify, like it's going to make things worse. I don't know. But nice to see Israel ain't backing down. They're not gonna. I have Jewish in me, and we stand our ground as Jewish people, and I have it in my history. So, you know, I still remember when me and my wife we got married, and we got our reception was at the Polish National Center, and when we were checking the place out, he goes, "Oh, if there's anything, you know, if we need to cover up anything," I said, "No." I was adamant. I said, let me tell you something. If you've got the more Polish stuff you can put out here, the better. You can cover the ceiling and everything with flags, please. If there's something you have that's traditional to have at a Polish wedding, I want it out here. You're not hiding my heritage and where I come from. I'm not ashamed of the American flag, and I'm not ashamed of my ancestries that were Jewish and came from Poland. Never in a million years. And I have Dutch and Ukrainian and Slovak, all kinds of stuff in me. And he's like, this place is yours. You can have it. He's like, it's so nice to have someone that cares about their, and like on the wedding night, me and him talked for like, I could have talked to that guy for years. I was almost crying when I had to leave because I want to know about my history and where I come from and the tales. You know, oh, it's 90 degrees in the kitchen. Imagine being outside. Imagine living when they didn't have AC. Imagine having an ice box. Yeah, you just put ice up in the top and it helps keep the stuff in the fridge cool. And you rely on ice in 95 degree weather. I mean, this is really nice. I'm in my state trying to fight for pro-life, and the Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf, vows to veto every pro-life bill every time. Well, all they have to do is if he vetoes a bill, they can take it, they can rescind his veto and take it back, and if they vote and get an overwhelming majority, it can be nixed. Because we have a thing called another one-party rule. How many of you listen to my program know that I've said this many times? Well, yeah, I like the executive orders Trump's doing. Yeah, I like what Trump's passing, but not the way he's doing it. Because you may like the executive order Trump's passing, just wait till the executive order happens and you don't like what's being passed. What if he says, okay, that $40 trillion infrastructure bill, I'm passing that. I'm going to do an executive order on it. Inflation is through the roof. I'm going to pass a bill that comes to my desk. I'm not going to pass it. Not me. Yeah, he looks like someone to me, honestly, that would be like, okay, yeah. He looks like he would pass a bill that if the baby was born, you could decide later if you want to kill it. Yes, this bill would give you up to 7 hours after the baby's born to have you suffocated to death and kill it. I could see that. That dude looks like some dude. I don't know how anyone can be wanting to kill a baby. If it was between the mom dying and the baby dying, I'm like, let them both live. Let them both go and see what happens. And guess what you might find out? The person, the baby. I've known people that, okay, they have nothing in their body to be able to have a kid. Yep, and they don't have a uterus. Oh, but they got pregnant somehow. That's ridiculous. I'm going to veto every bill because... Let me tell you something there, Tom Wolf. You listening there, buddy? Tom Wolf, you listening? Listen up, buddy. Your mama chose life. Everyone that's wanting pro-choice is like, your mama chose life. And it's not really your body, your choice, because you're not... Show me how, if you have an abortion, that you're killing the baby, not you. You're choosing for that baby. You're choosing to kill that baby. It's not your body that's being affected. It's the baby that's being affected. What if that baby doesn't want to die, but you kill it anyways? How is that the baby's choice? It's his life, right? It's the baby's choice to live or die, I think. It's not like you're cutting off your arm. You're taking a baby and you're killing it. Because I get that all the time. Well, you're because people think I should get this vaccine and all this crap. And like, my choice, my body, my choice. Oh, but you're probably anti-abortion. I said, well, you're killing a baby. You're not giving that baby a choice. Okay, well then, I'm pro-choice. Let the baby decide whether it wants to live or die. I told that to someone one time. Okay, I'm pro-choice. Let the baby choose whether he lives or dies. Not you, the baby. I don't think the baby's going to say, kill me. No, he's going to spend 9 months trying to get out of the womb and the rest of his life trying to get back in if he's a guy. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. God, this world don't make sense. People wanting to kill babies. You have Maine. They're going to start a program that's going to pay you to go back to work. That's right, folks. In the end of May, around May, if you are on unemployment, you can get it. If you get a job, you get like $1,500. And then I think in, because I know it's like $1,500, then it goes like $1,000, depending on when you do this. And when you get, if you started a job around June 15th to June 30th, and you stay there for 8 weeks, you get $1,500. And there's, so if I was on unemployment, not wanting to work, I can get my butt out of bed to work for 8 weeks to get $1,500 and then quit my job and then go back on unemployment once I get my benefit? Where's the benefits for the people that have been working? For the essential workers? That's what I want to know. When does my wife who does home health care that goes to and fro to everybody because people can't get out of bed and people can't do, where's her bonus? She got a raise, but she ain't getting no bonus. You know, there's all these incentives to stay home and sit on your butt, except for this one. But basically, it's not like you have to do anything. They should say, okay, in 6 months, you get this bonus. Make it to where they have to work. Let these people figure out how to manipulate the system so they can stay on unemployment. But it's Maine. Huh. Now, we'll pay to go back to work. That's right, folks. We're going to... So you're gonna sit there and coerce people? Dude, here you go. Here's some money. Come back. Here's a bonus to come to work. I'm already here working. And imagine if you work at that place and a guy comes in and works for 8 weeks to get that bonus and get the bonus and you've been here. I've been busting my butt at this place for 10 years. I've been here this whole time, and how are you getting $1,500 extra? It's incentives for people who don't want to do anything. How do we get a couch potato off the couch? Pretty soon, it's like these people that, hey, I'm working the third shift to get this bonus. Yeah, they pay $12 an hour, but I'm getting $14, and I'm doing the third shift. No, Well, they just bumped up the third shift to $15 an hour. Why would you take third shift, man? They're going to pay us $15 federal minimum wage, man, and I'll be making the same as you. And they incentivize the people that don't do anything. Don't worry, folks. I've been working through this whole pandemic, and I ain't getting no extra payment or anything, but people that stay home, this is extra money for people who are sitting at home. And I understand there are some places that they can't get, they're not shipping out parts, and they're not shipping, you know, and they're having, we can't get parts. I understand that. I get that, and you're being furloughed because you can't get the stuff. But most people are just sitting on their butt. I'm afraid there are so many people still wearing masks. There are people like, we don't accept cash. It's dirty. Yeah, it's only cards. We're not using, are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you, dude. Money's dirty. And I'm like, well, since this whole pandemic started, Washington State, Oregon, Nevada, California, Colorado, Michigan, Illinois, there's all these, there's a crap load of states that have medical and recreational marijuana, and every single dispensary has to use cash only. I've never had a problem with dirty money. I've never seen one where they sterilize the cash, because a lot of those, especially in Michigan, you can get really, really, really good CBD, and it helps me immensely. And you go up there and you go to these places and like, holy cow, they don't sterilize the money. Oh, but I got to do something because, it makes sense. These things don't make sense. You can't have money because it's dirty, but then cannabis dispensaries use currency all day long and have since the pandemic started, never a problem. It's nuts. Just nuts, folks. But it's okay. We're going to make everything better by making planes out of beef. But these people are like, they still wear these masks and are still paranoid. Wasn't it about 6 to 8 months ago, 10 months ago? Don't be a lab rat. Don't be an experiment. Don't jewel. And it was these commercials that were basically promoting the fact that if you use jewel or any e-cigarette, you're just an experiment. They don't know how safe or not safe they are. And dirty, all these people are experimenting with this vaccine. I guess I look at it from this standpoint, folks, and I'll say it like this. Everyone's using masks made from China to protect us from the China virus. Whether it came from a bat or whatever, it came from a laboratory. But even an ex-CDC person is coming out saying that. Yeah, the former CDC director Redfield believes the coronavirus leaked from labs, calls Wuhan the Wuhan lab, and calls like the WHO compromised. Gee, I'm not even the CDC former director, and I can tell you that. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry. Just wear your China mask to protect you. Just take the mask that came from the very country that gave you the virus. If they're going to spread this virus around, what makes you think that those masks are going to help you? Why would they want to protect you from a virus that they intentionally spread around the world? How does that make sense? You're going to use a mask from the very country. If they tried to get this coronavirus spread, why would they, why would you trust them with a, your life at their masks? And half the masks you get at Walmart or you find anyways, this is not made to protect you in a pandemic. Oh, yeah, not to mention, I'm going to bring up this article because this is incredible. They had a bunch of parents that took the masks that the kids are wearing. A group of parents sent their kids' face mask to a laboratory for analysis. Here's what they found. Now, technically, I don't know if you know this, but when you wear, like, those masks that they have in school, they're supposed to be changed, like the mask that you, like, those little blue on one side, light blue and white on the other. Those masks are meant to be changed out, like, every 4 hours. Like, if you're technically wearing them properly, you should, and, like, in a restaurant, if you have a mask, you should be having them, you should be changing them halfway through your shift. If you have those, like, disposable Chinese-made ones. And if you have one that you have made or you've bought, you should be halfway through changing it. And you should probably have four. You wash these two and let them dry. And you wear these two, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Then you take, wash these two, and then you got these two that dried, and you switch out the two. But these kids, they're trading masks. They're not, and they found all kinds of staphylococcus, pneumonia, all kind. I can't even. They're just really like, there's like a food poisoning, Escherichia coli, like E. coli. Just like, I'm trying to pronounce some of the, because they're like Staphylococcus, Pejegus, stereotype M3, all kinds of stuff. Staphylococcus aureosis, all the, and these are in their mask. There's like 11 of them they found. Like, they found blood system infection stuff that it caught these things. It's just, I can't pronounce them all, but it's scary. And what these findings are showing with these masks is that you're pretty much better off without a mask. And if someone comes up to you and say, well, you should have a mask on, and say, yeah, these people, these parents took kids' masks and sent them off to a lab for analysis, and what they found is, well, you are 100 times safer without a mask. And unless you're doing what I said, you have those disposable Chinese-made masks to protect you from a China virus, and you switch them out. I still remember when I got one of those things and I could blow out a candle. I remember one, I put a balloon up to it as a joke and I could inflate it. I'm like, yeah, if there's that much air going through the masks, yeah, they're not safe. They're not doing anything. But don't worry, folks. It's nice to see a federal judge stands up and halts Biden's $4 billion plan to compensate farmers based on race. Not, so if you have a problem with your fields, you're tough out of luck, man. You got white privilege. You're fine. White, what do you mean white privilege? But you got federal judge, because they were going to do that. Like, if you're Native American or Indian or whatever you want to call them, whatever the PC term is now, you know, blacks, Hispanics, whatever, yeah, they were going to compensate. Because, you know, racism's a problem in this country, but you're going to compensate farmers based on race. You're going to push the divide with genders. No, with race. You're going to divide. You're going to have incentives that help, because the white man doesn't have a problem farming. It's only every other gender and race. Okay, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. We're going to keep pushing this racial divide, even though it's like, the Democrats are the very definition of double standard. They're bitching about a fire, but then they're the ones pouring gasoline on it to keep it going. They're complaining about the fire, but they're not the ones putting it out. They're the ones stoking it to keep it going. Hold on, folks. It's just crazy. But these people buy this. They don't see that the very people stoking this racial divide are the ones that are like, well, racism is a problem in this country. Well, then stop dividing it. Stop trying to push it. How is having a plan that gives $4 billion, which we don't have, to compensate farmers based on race? First of all, we don't have the money to do it. Second of all, you can't win with this. You cannot win. You can't win at all. You can't win at all, folks. I mean, we try, but we can't. And that's why I try to wake people up. Have fun, folks. Think for yourselves. $4 billion? Where's that coming from? Obama's getting it. Where's Obama getting it from? I don't know, but he's getting the money. I'm getting the money. These people that don't have a clue where the money comes from. But you got these people that... Yeah, Trump's a racist, but Biden's the one that's wanting to give $4 billion in farmer compensation to people based on the color of their skin. But it's okay, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and we're gonna get direct to me, and we're gonna go after this January 6th thing, because I may be drunk. But I'm telling you, folks, we're going to get to the bottom of these people who went and this is the insurrection is the darkest day in our history. It's the darkest day in our history. I know what the darkest day because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And I know I'm drunk and I know I'm on CNN, but... I mean, we're going to get a committee of Democrats and we're going to find Trump supporters responsible no matter what the evidence shows. That's what we're going to do because I'm an Nancy Pelosi and I'm a drunk. I thought it was water that I had my thing, but it ended up being vodka. I couldn't taste the difference. Okay, folks. But we're going to see, Hunter Biden is going to help us find a committee. We're going to pay him like $20 million to help him find a committee. And what he's going to do is we're going to get Republicans in prison for this darkest day. I know because I have the power of the speaker. You know, and we're going to have our way because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I just like, you know, we need to hurry because I want to go back to my house and have my ice cream. Yeah, this insurrection, the darkest, give me a break. You know, what the darkest day when the Capitol Police are... You know that lady that was sitting up, I don't know if I should, that person, I don't know if I can call him a person, but that the person killed on Insurrection Day, yeah, the cop has not even been identified. The family's suing. All hail the family. If George Floyd's family gets money, she should be getting trillions. Ridiculous, the darkest day. Wow. you need to get out to your liberal friends and show them the video of them, like, letting them in. If they, you know, if this is such an insurrection, ask your friends, then why was that guy, why was that Antifa member with, like, the, he had, like, the horn, whatever, had, like, that face paint, looked, I don't know, like, some sort of, like, jungle thing, whatever, with, like, the fur around them and stuff. Why? How did they have time to snap a photo? I'm not talking, like, as they're going. It was, like, back in the day, when you set the timer for, like, 5-6 seconds, and then you could get in front of the camera and let it take a picture. They were there posing for a photo. Oh, it's okay, folks. It's all right, man. It's okay. That's an, you know, being let in, that's an insurrection. Remember how people were when the rhinos didn't stand up and there were people confronting them at the airports and all this stuff? That has to continue nonstop. Don't worry, folks. See, I explain all the holes in this whole crap. You're going to wear a mask from China to protect you from a virus that they intentionally let out. You're going to say that you can't have, we can't, we're not taking money right now because it's dirty. We got dirty money. I've always been told dirty money's been dirty for since I was a kid. Now it's all of a sudden, yeah, it's so dirty that we're not using, yeah, we shut down the money thing. Yeah, all we're taking in, like, the, in those self-checkouts, are you kidding me? I don't work there. I don't want to check myself out. I'm going to have someone do it for me. But anywho, yeah, they took all the, to where they only accepted debit card. They wouldn't accept cash, and they really didn't want you. Yeah, we're not really accepting cash. We don't have any, so, oh, I've got cash. Well, it's dirty. It's funny how, like, you use a mask from China to protect you from a China virus. Money's dirty, but medical and recreational cannabis dispensaries around the U.S. have been using paper money and change all day long. Not a problem. But the Customs and Border Patrol official sees 934 pounds of fentanyl at the southern border in May. That is a 300% increase over last May, because now that they're having this pandemic, they're thinking that people will just be able to get in here. Like, they're, I mean, they're still kind of doing some verifications, you know, and a lot of people are, they're just trying to send as many people over here with drugs, hoping that some of them get passed. And I'm sure that 934 pounds of fentanyls, I bet you they probably got that much through. I've had people tell me the same thing about cocaine. For every, like, 1 kilo they seize, there's like 100,000 that get by. You know, and that's what they're doing. These drug mules are giving all these people across the border fentanyl and hoping that some people get passed.
Did you watch any of Joe Biden's press conference?
The 3-hour late one? There was one where
he snaps and goes off. Did you hear about that?
I haven't seen that one. I saw the one, some of it, where he went, he was...
Why are you so confident we'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
He's talking about Putin.
What the hell were you doing? So what did I say was possible? I said what will change their behavior is that the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating the fact.
The president
has been here, but not changed. And in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say Alexei Navalny's name. So how does that help me instruct me as President Putin?
I
don't understand that.
What concrete evidence do you have from these 3 plus hours that suggests that any movement has been made? And I don't mean that.
No, 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 no
Before you gotta be negative. You gotta have a negative view of life. You guys seem to be the way you all. You never ask a positive question. Why, in fact, having agreement, we'll find out. We're getting on a plane as, you know, all
and that's the funny thing.
Then they show Australia.
Yeah.
You only hear how Australia,
oh,
the other countries are laughing at us.
Yeah.
Because of this bozo that did not get elected. It was stolen.
Yeah, Australia has actually, on their media, has actually said that. They have actually said that on, like, the Sky Sports Australia many times. That
it's just a joke.
It is. It is a joke. Like I said on my post, I said, having Kamala Harris in charge of the border crisis is like using a Chinese-made mask. Because you trust them with a mask to protect you from the very virus that they introduced into this world.
What surprised me is John Stewart said, how do you know it came from a lab? Well, the virus has the same name as the lab. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just for this whole world is just, and people.
I put my trust in God. That's all we can do.
Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, I think that because I was talking to my mom before the program, and she, you know, and it's like, what happened to this world? Because as soon as, don't go to church, excuse me? I had the right to peaceful assembly. No, sorry. My faith is in God, not in a mask or a virus. I mean, I have people, I know paramedics that won't even go near the vaccine for the reasons that I bring up, and that's coming from paramedic people that have medical backgrounds. That's not coming from, that's my opinion, because that's what a Republican would say. I get that all the dang time. I'm not a Republican, folks. I'm an independent libertarian / conservative. I think for myself. I have to think for myself because Trump's not president and Rush Limbaugh's dead, so they don't tell me how to think. Well, they never did. I thought for myself. Now, that's one question. Why can't Texas, since they have money allocated already for this border wall, why don't they let the people continue building it?
That's your kind that they want to buy a pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, folks, if anyone out there, my wife never had this pumpkin stuff before, and she said, oh, it's good for cats. I'll buy that. Like, she bought, like, 100,000 tons of it. Like,
no, I didn't.
She bought a lot. And not get one package to see if they like it before she bought a whole bunch, and then found out that, hey, they won't eat it. But I have to agree with her on one point, though. They'll eat mice, they'll eat birds, they'll eat bugs, but not pumpkin.
Bats. You had them have bats in here.
Oh, yeah.
It had bats, birds, and bugs, but no pumpkin, really?
Oh, yeah, it's fun when you sit there and there's a bat flying around in, like, 2 in the morning and you're, like, half out of it. I'm like, crap. I got to deal with a bat. The thing didn't come in at 2 in the morning. The cats brought it in. Oh, that's the fun part. That's the fun part of owning a cat because they just feel like they feel obligated. But let me get the caller on there. What's going on, my friend?
Is that Joe?
Hey, Kyle.
Who is that?
Joe.
Asking me if I want to buy pumpkin.
How you doing, man? What's on your mind?
Well, I heard your cat brought in a bat.
Yeah, several.
So how do you catch a bat?
That's what I'd love to know. Because, I mean, we have, like, there's tons of small birds where I live, and I woke up getting ready to go to work, and all of a sudden, my wife jumps out of bed, and my cat has a bird in his mouth with blood all over the bed. I don't know how it's catching him.
Well, they're trying to offer you, their gifts out of appreciation for the way that you feed them, pet them, and, and give them water.
Yeah.
I've seen video of birds, not birds, but a cat jumping up pretty high to catch birds. I guess it's what he did to catch a bat, but he had to be around some caves, wouldn't he, in order to catch a bat?
And all of them were saying how he's so gutted by his age. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we talked to our vet, and that's what they said. You know, it's like they feel obligated to take care of us because we take care of them. And but yeah, it's just like, I mean, they must jump up high or something. It must be the instinct in them from, like, being wild, where that's how they had to catch their food.
Sure.
Seeing him jump at least 6 feet.
Yeah.
15 pounds.
So, yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, they're pretty energetic. I saw on your description page that Biden went over to Europe, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of gaffes did this asshole do now?
Oh, he is basically, like, Sky Australia News is actually making fun of him, laughing at him. He is, I mean, there's times where, like, he has no cards that has, like, what he's, you know, like, what he's supposed to do next and stuff. And you can tell he's having mental breakdowns. He's not knowing where he's at. He's forgetting what he's talking about. He's fumbling for these cards that basically tell him this is what he's supposed to say or do. I don't know what actually is on him, whether it's like if someone's going to ask a question, if it has the answers, if it tells him, okay, X, if it gives him a description of what he's supposed to do so he can remember because he's got dementia.
That's got to go. There, you got pictures of what's on the cards. I've seen pictures. It's instructions for each subject. Like a little essay thing, if someone wants to ask him.
But it's crazy. I mean, he's just like, he just doesn't really know where he is. And then there were several times when he was over there, was like, well, I don't want to come home. I'm like, great, let's close the border. Him and Kamala are gone.
Yeah.
Revoke their citizenship.
Yeah. What country did he go to?
He went to the G7 summit.
I'm going to look that up on YouTube because I'm sure somebody's going to put on YouTube.
The G6-1. The G7-1.
Yeah. Yeah, people are calling it the G6 summit, the G7-1.
Because when Biden's there, he's not there.
That's what CNN calls.
Yep.
Now they're...
Yeah, and he's supposedly, I was talking about this on Monday, where he wants to do a $40 trillion infrastructure plan.
Oh, yeah, everything is going to be under that umbrella of infrastructure. I've already read some articles where they told Biden, you know, what was he? I forget what the author was saying, but there's a certain category that, you know, they were saying Biden, President Biden, this is not infrastructure. I think they wanted to, he wanted to give money to some cause. And he's labeling everything under infrastructure because that's one of part of his campaign was we have to bring America back up and the infrastructure to equal that of European roads, et cetera. So how much is it, $4 trillion?
$40 trillion.
$40 trillion?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, inflation's through the roof as it is.
$40 trillion. If any congressman or woman votes for that bill or publicly applauds it, that person should be recalled immediately.
Yep.
You don't have to have a master's in economics to know that a $40 trillion bill would start hyperinflation.
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay. What? Oh, I'm telling you, they caught me by surprise when they stole the election from Trump. I didn't think that they could be that organized that soon. Wow.
Well, on my conversation for the longest time, like I told my wife, I said, I believe in 16, Hillary Clinton, they rigged it for her to win, but something went wrong. And I think she was livid the night of the election. That's why they had to sedate her from what I was told through my sources, because I think they rigged it for her to win, and when something went wrong and she didn't win,
yeah.
I think they spent the last 4 years trying to figure out what went wrong, And I remember I said, I told my wife who helps produce this show, I said, what if they fixed the glitch? What if they fixed the glitch and that's why he lost? And she goes, well, just turn on the news because they're talking about how they believe there's a glitch in the software that flipped votes in Michigan.
A glitch. That's not a glitch. Do you ever watch the Alex Jones show?
Yeah.
You ever hear of a guy named Steve Pachesnik?
The name sounds familiar.
He comes on every once in a while. He used to be in the State Department for, I think, Bush and another president. So he's come on every once in a while. But he's talking about conspiracy theories for the most part the past few years. What he said was that the reason why Trump got elected was because he and a bunch of people in the military and some other people knew that if Hillary got elected, that would be, you know, the downfall of America, you know, the same as Biden.
Yeah.
So he says that they counter-couped the coup. They rigged it so that Trump would win. Or, as some people have told me, they unrigged it so that Trump would win. And Hillary was apoplectic. And she went on, you know, a tour about it was Comey's fault, it was Obama's fault, it was her husband's fault, it was the women's fault. Everybody's fault but hers. Yep, she was the chosen one who twice had that opportunity ripped away from her.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And she's not a very good sore loser. The reporter who reported Bill Clinton talking to Loretta Lynch on the tarmac back in the 2016 campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That guy wrote a book about the meeting on the tarmac. He died either yesterday or the day before, and they said it was a suicide inside his apartment. But he was receiving death threats for a while, and people who know about the Clintons, they feel that Bill and Hillary, they did it, and they made it look like a suicide.
Yep. And I've seen episodes like that where they've come out and they said this person who investigated this was killed and they committed suicide. And what's funny is when you look at it, okay, he had a double-barrel shotgun and he aimed it at himself and pulled the trigger. And when you look at his arm length, there's no way he could have pointed that gun at him and killed himself. But it's impossible for the guy to have committed suicide, but since that's what they say, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. There was somebody who had two broken legs and broken arms, a message from the Clintons, right, and a broken neck. But when the guy got to the coroner's office, he was labeled as a suicide. So maybe the family, but somebody, some other entity brought in another coroner. And the coroner said, this is not a suicide. You can't have broken legs, broken arms, and commit suicide after your legs and arms are broken. You know, he got killed.
Yep.
I wonder what the body count is for the Clintons now.
I would hate to know.
It's tremendous.
Yep.
So when is Joey Boy due back from his trip? Not that he'll remember where he was when he comes back.
I think he's either back today sometime or tomorrow, yeah. I'm gonna say he's already back.
All right. Did he accomplish anything at all over there?
No.
No, huh?
Well, he embarrassed himself. I mean, when you watch, like, the Sky News and stuff, they're, like, making fun of him. Like, they're, like, laughing at him, laughing at us. Like, one thing my mom said, and I have to kind of agree with her, some of these outlets are like, what are the American people doing? Why are they allowing this crap to happen?
Yeah, why are they allowing it? I like that. I like that. It's like when the Germans were killing the Jews, and afterwards people were asking, why did they allow it to happen? Well, they didn't know about it. A lot didn't know about it. They suspected. And over here, we tried. The American citizen our way of resistance, our way of getting change done is through the election process.
Yeah.
But when the election process is a fraud, then what else do you do?
Yeah.
Okay? When the judicial system is fraudulent and the electoral process is fraudulent, what do you do?
Yeah. What do you do?
Plus, we've got censorship. Now, over in Germany, I'm sure that Hitler clamped down on anything that was in favor of the Jews, not in favor of the war effort, not in favor of Britain, I'm sure. Just like we have censorship over here. Who's not when anybody speaks in favor of Trump or has a difference of opinion from the leftist.
Yeah. Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
So what else were you talking about today on the show?
I was talking about, like, the Pennsylvania governor. I've got about 2 minutes left, but the Pennsylvania governor said he's going to veto every pro-life bill that comes across his desk.
Hmm.
And I'm like, that, like, I don't get it. Like, how can people, like, want a governor like that? That, okay, I'm just going to... Because he looks like someone that could literally say, okay, yeah, when the baby's born, you got 7 hours to still decide if you want to kill it. Because it's your body. Well, no, it's actually, what they need to say is, okay, folks, this is how it's going to be. It's the baby's choice whether it lives or dies. And I don't think a baby would want to die, so there you go.
Yeah, I never really bought this. I'm in favor of abortion, but not because of pro-life or, or pro-body. I think this argument about my body, my choice, is so specious because the baby is inside your body, but it's not really part of your body. You can do whatever you want to your tissues, your molecules, your atoms, but this baby is a living creature, and it belongs to you. So you don't have the right to decide what another human being can do. But I'm for abortion. If, for example, a woman gets raped, I don't think she should be saddled with a kid that's going to remind her of the rape every day of her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think if the baby's going to be born, let's say severely retarded, I think you should terminate the baby because the baby's not going to be happy.
Well, I got to go. I got about 10 seconds left, so thanks for calling.
Okay, Kyle, take it easy.
You too. All right, later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much all for tuning in. God bless you all. Have a great night, and goodbye.